NPR.
All across America right now, it's harvest season. Millions of acres of fruits and vegetables are ripening on the trees or in the ground. And for anyone who's ever eaten a strawberry or an apple or a peach, one very important question right now is, who is going to pick all this produce?
That is what you hear from every farmer you meet. Every farmer you meet says, this is a problem. Like, there aren't enough workers to do this work. And they say it's getting worse.
That's reporter Andrea Hsu, who covers labor at NPR. And of course, you know, one way farmers have long dealt with this is by hiring undocumented immigrant laborers. For example, the Agriculture Department estimates about 40% of crop workers are undocumented.
However, we are seeing a steady increase of what's called the use of the H-2A visa.
And that is NPR's Jimena Bustillo, who covers politics. And she's talking about the government's H-2A visa program, also known as a guest worker program. You can think of it as the government-sanctioned labor solution for farmers looking to hire foreign workers for a few months at a time. And as Andrea and Jimena found during their recent reporting trip, this program, these workers, are becoming increasingly important.
We saw van fulls of H-2A workers being transported to the work site. We toured a hotel that was converted into an H-2A worker dorm with over 1,000 beds.
This is The Indicator for Planet Money. I'm Adrian Ma. And this is not the government's first attempt to create a program to address this worker shortage on farms. But like the first time, it is running into some significant problems. And lots of farmers and labor advocates are raising red flags.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Arctic Wolf. Their researchers have released the Arctic Wolf Lab's 2024 threat report. Why will 2024 be a volatile year for cybersecurity? Learn more and get your copy now at arcticwolf.com/NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor E-Trade from Morgan Stanley. Take control of your financial future with E-Trade. No matter what kind of investor you are, their tools and resources can help you be ready for what's next. Now, when you open an account, you can get up to $1,000 with a qualifying deposit. Terms apply. Learn more at etrade.com/NPR. Investing involves risks. Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC. E-Trade is a business of Morgan Stanley. Support for NPR and the following message come from Jarl and Pamela Moan, thanking the people who make public radio great every day and also those who listen.
It is dark when the workers first get to the cherry farm.
Excuse me.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, and NPR reporters Andrea Hsu and Jimena Bustillo are watching them as they shuffle among this thick grove of cherry trees.
The workers have these kind of plastic baskets that they strap to their waists. They fill it with cherries. They get weighed. They go back out. They move fast. A lot of these crops, you get paid by the pound. You don't get paid by the hour. And so they don't want to waste time talking to you.
No time's a good time to be like, can we ask a couple questions?
And, you know, you realize being out there just how labor intensive this work is.
Yeah, these jobs are not easy. And over the past decade, farmers in Washington, around the country really, have been turning to the federal government's H-2A visa program to fill those jobs. Now, what's interesting is this program has been around for about 40 years, but a lot of farmers did not use it because, well, finding workers through unofficial channels was easier and cheaper. You know, that's because for decades, there were plenty of migrant farm laborers here in the U.S., many undocumented, traveling from farm to farm during harvest season. And also, there were people in Mexico who, when they wanted to cross the border, maybe work a few months on a U.S. farm, could go back and forth relatively easily.
And we talked to, you know, people who crossed the border in the 70s and 80s who said, you know, just be like chicken wire. But then after 9/11, there were all kinds of new rules and new border enforcement that dissuaded people from crossing. It became much more risky, much more expensive.
So a lot of migrant farm workers decided to stop crossing, to settle down in the U.S.
And so those are the people who now are in their 40s, 50s, even 60s, and they're aging out of the work, and their children are the ones who, you know, have been raised here in the U.S., gone to school, gotten educated, and don't want to continue in this work.
So all this, the clampdown on the border, changing demographics, is a big reason why demand for H-2A workers has quadrupled in the past decade. Last year, the U.S. issued 300,000 guest worker visas. And although exact numbers are hard to come by, that is about 10 to 15% of the farm workforce. Now, Jimena says it is worth noting that this is not the first program of its kind.
During World War II, there was just a big labor shortage, particularly in the agriculture sector, as people looked to find other jobs to help supplement efforts for the war or when to go fight off in the war. That left a void in a wide variety of sectors, but one was particularly agriculture. And so in that instance, the United States reached out to Mexico for help.
The U.S. and Mexican governments made a deal which resulted in something called the Bracero program. Bracero basically means laborer. And through that program, millions of Mexican men were permitted to work on short-term labor contracts on U.S. farms. The program, though, had problems. Among them, workers faced exploitation in the form of wage discrimination and unhealthy working conditions. And although the Bracero program ended in the 1960s, U.S. agriculture's reliance on foreign labor did not. In the 1980s, Congress created the H-2A visa program. And Jimena says farm owners hoping to hire workers through this program now are required to follow basically four rules.
First, you have to show that you weren't able to hire anyone domestically to do the job first. If anyone domestically applies, theoretically, you have to hire them before you bring in a foreign worker. Second, you have to pay a very special wage for them that is higher than the minimum wage. In Washington state, it's close to $18 an hour. Third, you also have to pay all the transportation for these workers from their foreign country to your farm, transportation to and from work sites. And then fourth, you have to pay for housing facilities.
For farmers, these rules are not their favorite part of the program. It makes it more expensive for them. And it's why a lot of farmers say it's just not financially sustainable.
We heard from a congressman, Representative Dan Newhouse from Washington State. You know, he is a farmer himself. His concern is that if we can't resolve these things, these farms' very existence is threatened. And you can see why that's the case, because workers in Mexico, we were told by one asparagus farmer, make in one day what he pays in an hour. And so you can see how some farmers, and we've heard about, you know, people doing this, just say, you know, we can't grow this crop here anymore. It's too expensive.
I'm curious, like, when you talk to H-2A workers, what do they have to say about their experience?
The reviews, as always with this topic, are mixed. They do make good money. They admit that, you know, they do it to be able to send money back home to their families. But at the same time, labor advocates will say that this program has a ton of flaws. It is constantly at the center of human rights investigations, of human trafficking investigations, of wage theft investigations.
Jimena points out a recent example uncovered by federal agencies in what they called Operation Bloomin' Onion.
It was a terrible situation in which workers were made to work in awful conditions in the hot sun, dig up onions with their bare hands, held at gunpoint, their personal documents were taken away. And that's not the only time we've seen this.
In the past few years, Jimena says the Labor Department has investigated over 1,000 cases involving employers violating rules of the H-2A program, mostly cases of wage theft. And while there has been proposed legislation aimed at giving H-2A workers more legal protections, those bills are stalled in Congress.
On one hand, you know, farmers want more access, more expansion, probably some deregulation of the program. At the same time, labor advocates will say that this program cannot be expanded until it's reformed and properly taken care of first.
So to take it back to where we started, it seems fundamentally that there are not enough people here in the country who are willing to do these jobs for what farmers are paying. So to keep growing food in America, we're going to have to rely more on foreign workers, or something has to change.
That is the current thought. either you improve your technology and the machines that you're using to pick the fruits, weed the fruits, spray the pesticides, which is several years away from being there, particularly for some of these more delicate crops. Or if you don't have a machine, you need a person. And, well, where are those people, right? And that's kind of the question everybody's looking at.
This episode was produced by Julia Ritchie with engineering by Robert Rodriguez. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez and edited by Kaken Cannon. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Charles Schwab with their original podcast, Choiceology, hosted by Katie Milkman, an award-winning behavioral scientist and author of the best-selling book, How to Change. Choiceology is a show about the psychology and economics behind people's decisions. Hear true stories from Nobel laureates, authors, athletes, and more about why people do the things they do. Download the latest episode and subscribe at schwab.com/podcast or wherever you listen. Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
What does it mean to be Black in America? In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, you'll hear it means everything. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.